An international AIDS conference in Mexico has ended with a warning that commitments made by wealthy countries to fund access to HIV treatment may not be met. The charity Oxfam said there had been an air of complacency from government and UN officials at the meeting, and that without funding, millions of lives are at stake. In 2005, the G8 industrialized nations set a goal of providing HIV treatment to all who needed it by 2010. But with less than 2 years to go, the G8 leaders have committed little more than a third of the promised resources. 24,000 people attended the conference, the 17th of its kind since acquired immune deficiency syndrome emerged in 1981. The next AIDS conference will be held in Vienna in 2010.
Meanwhile, the Catholic Agency for Overseas Development is warning that the growing global food crisis threatens advances in HIV treatment. The agency says that in poor countries, there has been a rapid expansion of the availability of ARTS, or antiretroviral therapies. However, such advances could be swiftly undermined unless the international community acts quickly to mitigate the effects of the global food crisis. CAFOD spokesperson Ann Smith told us more.
We recently did some research of partners in 15 countries spanning three continents. And the question to them was, what's helping people adhere to ART treatment? And one of the biggies that they all came back with was food and security of food. If people can't have a reliable source of food, then what happens is that they get ART treatment, that improves their health, and with this, it improves their appetite. If they don't have food, they then begin to feel severely hungry. And the hunger pains and the distress of hunger is worse than their earlier state of health. So what they do is they stop taking ARTs. So we've got a potential crisis facing us again where so much of the efforts by the international donors to get treatments, whether it's TB treatments or, and particularly ART, the antiretroviral treatments, are being undone and damaged simply because of food price rises. And this is a huge concern for CAFOD. And we've always said it's not enough just to ship out the pills and give out the pills. People also need to be able to have good food, a reliable source of food, and that's there all the time.